call this special meeting of Amesburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, that brings us to 3.1, the zoning bylaw amendment for 7972 Howard Avenue.
Thank you, Mayor. First, I'd like to introduce Sarah Sinisak from our planning department. She's worked on these reports in front of you. There's two matters in front of you tonight at the special meeting. I would ask the audience if they could to sign in for the particular matter that allows us to have a complete public record of the meeting. And I'll turn it over to Sarah for the first report.
All right, hello everyone. It's my first council meeting, so might go a little rocky, we'll see. So we have a zoning bylaw amendment for Merlin and Lorna Workington. The lands are subject of a decision of the Committee of Adjustment, which approved a surplus dwelling severance with associated conditions, and the rezoning of the subject property to A36 is a condition of the consent decision. The proposed zoning bylaw amendment was published and circulated to the required agencies, property owners, and municipal departments in accordance with the requirements of the Planning Act. And it is recommended that comments received at this public meeting be summarized into a report and be brought back for council's information and consideration at an upcoming council meeting. Thank you.
Okay, is there any comments from the public? Okay, seeing none, is there any questions from council? Councilor Melosh?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's a question. The Howard Avenue corridor seems to be developing a lot in industrial area establishments. And just curious as to farms are being converted to industrial as development's happening, and yet we're going to take this house that's not needed, sever it for a residential property in amongst an area that's becoming very commercialized. And I just wonder if that's, I guess, in the long-term vision of Amesburg in terms of, are we looking at that corridor as industrial or what?
Through you, Mayor, that would be part of the official plan process. This was subject to a committee adjustment decision, and this going from A to A36 allows that severance and then that surplus farm property to be actually be sold without containing that house as a condition. So otherwise that severance would have to be required before that happened. Now in terms of the industrial land and the agricultural land bank, that would be subject to the official plan, which is currently underway or being kicked off. So I think that that question, we can certainly look at that question in terms of the official plan and whether or not that long-term bank, if we're in a surplus of any of the banks, I do know it is difficult to attract industrial tenants. It's one of the more difficult to attract. And there's a premium on agricultural land, and all the official plans actually state that, preserving that agricultural land bank. But it's certainly something that I think it can be considered in the official plan process.
And further to that, thank you. My concern was the residential aspect, or residents going to buy this separate property amongst the industrial. We already have complaints about with residents that are in an area where there might be some commercial activity happening that we have to deal with. Are we just asking for problems, I guess, down the road? Is, I guess, the question I'm going to ask you.
Through you, Mayor, this would continue to be agricultural. In fact, this severance preserves that as agricultural land. But the residence is already there in terms of the severance, so it's severing that residence from the rest of the property.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. I think we need to consider that aspect along the way. Thank you.
Is there any other questions? Councilor Melange or Councilor Fryer?
I'll move the recommendation.
Thank you. Second, Councilor Pouget. Last chance for questions. Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. 3.2. And that is the temporary use zoning bylaw amendment, 1500 Alma Street.
Okay, so this applicant is requesting the temporary use of the property for the storage associated with their business operations until they build the main use on the property. So they are requesting temporary storage area to consist of a gravel area for the temporary storage of materials used in the business presently located at 111 St. Arnold Street. And this proposed temporary use bylaw amendment was published and circulated to the required agencies, property owners, and municipal departments in accordance with the requirements of the Planning Act. The site will be subject to a site plan control with the Planning Department and will require the provision of adequate stormwater management. And it is recommended that the comments received at this public meeting be summarized into a report and brought back for council's information and consideration at a future council meeting. Thank you.
Comments, questions from the public? Okay, seeing none, Councilor Clujan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to our lawyer, Mr. Galvin, it states in here that it's temporary and it's for 3 years, and they have a right to extend it for another 3 years. Is that correct?
Through you, Mayor, that would be up to council to grant the 3-year extension.
Okay, but in reality, they seem to want to proceed much quicker than that, correct?
It's my understanding, yes, that they're currently working on the main use site, stormwater management. I think they're here if they want to answer those questions, but we know we are working with the applicant to expedite that. The 3-year is what is generally granted. There is a 3-year extension, but again, that would be subject to council's approval.
Okay, thank you. I have no objections.
Any other questions? Councilor Lounge?
Yeah, Mr. Galvin, my concern with this is, 3 years, but the concern is the permit relief from the yard and setback requirement. That seems like a long period of time to permit, relief from, especially like setbacks because of, vision or issues or whatever. What's the town's thoughts on that?
Through you, Mayor, what we could do, and it would be subject to council's decision, is to put the applicant into a site plan control agreement for the 3 years. We have done that before. There is precedent of that, and we can basically box where we want that to be. So that is something that would be at council's disposal when this comes back, and we can work with the applicant before it comes back to identify that. And we can enter an agreement for the site plan control for that 3-year term. And that's something council could certainly do.
Yeah, Councilor Long?
I would encourage that so that we have less complaints down the road, I guess. And I'll leave it at that.
Councilor Fryer?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think I asked Nick to pull it up, but page 22, you can see the south side is all matured trees, so I don't know how much the residents would see across from there. Anyways, right now you have all along Alma Street, there's the large evergreens that were there for a wind barrier to begin with. So I don't see the need to put business through more process. Let's get this going. I appreciate you guys coming before us. And I think, the temporary use is something that, you're looking forward to eventually using the property for your business. So I don't have any objections at all, and I'll move the recommendation.
Thank you. Second, Councilor Clujan. And Councilor Clujan, did you have a question?
Councilor Fryer did touch on it. I was just going to state, I don't think there's any nearby neighbors that this would affect in any way, shape, or form, correct?
Through you, Mayor, not as we understand where the facility would be located. I simply was providing that as an option to council. When this comes back, that is an option, and I guess a tool in council's arsenal if they want. But it is all subject to the will of council in terms of having that or not.
Councilor Malash?
Again, why I brought this up is that things change. We never know what from 1 year to the other what's going to happen, and some of this is maybe just a preventative measures, to avoid any issues down the road. That's why I'm bringing it up. I understand the property has certain characteristics. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, questions? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. That brings us to a motion to adjourn. Councilor Fryer, Councilor Malash, all those in favor? Carried.